Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. I'm really excited to be with all of you here today. And one of my favorite topics to talk about is the Detroit Zoo. There's things going on all year long at the Detroit Zoo. And I'm really excited to talk about the fall and winter season. I just attended a walk there. A lot of companies or organizations will host fundraisers there. And I just did a walk there for Strides for Seminarians. And it was a lot of fun. There were 1,300 people registered. It was awesome. But to talk with us about the zoo and everything that's going on is Megan Gregg, Senior Events Manager, to talk with us about everything happening. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know you've been with the Detroit Zoological Society for 6 years, and there's a lot to talk with you about. So let's get into the events that are coming up this fall and winter season. What do you want to share with our listeners? And let's get to some of the details about all of them.
Of course. I first want to thank you for having me on. I love talking about the zoo. Obviously, it's a real passion. But for starters, who doesn't love to come to the zoo in general? But the fall is just such a beautiful time within our events and then, you know, just the grounds themselves with the fall colors and everything. But starting, well, you know, we had ZooBoo kickoff last weekend. So we have a couple weekends left of ZooBoo, which are, you know, our family friendly Halloween event. We do trick or treating and entertainment throughout the zoo. There's tons of photo ops, just tons of things to do with your family. And then actually tomorrow we kick off one of our 21 and up events. It's called Spooky Spirits. So it's one of our adult events, but it's kind of focused on those fall beverages. So it's not just like our typical brew events that we have. It's a little bit of everything. So there's your ciders and your seltzers and those warm fall drinks that everyone loves.
So I love the fact that you have events for all ages too. So one of my favorite events, and I'll get into the more adult events too, but the ZooBoo is one of the events I love taking my daughter to. So tell our listeners, elaborate for us a little bit more on the ZooBoo. How, you know, what goes on there? What does it entail? How do people register? That kind of thing.
Yep. So we still have some tickets available. It is very popular, but it's every weekend. So it's this coming Saturday and Sunday. And then the last weekend we host it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So October 21st through 23rd. Tickets are on sale. You can go to our website or you can stop by our customer care office and you can buy them if you're here visiting the zoo just on a weekday as well. So ZooBoo, new this year, it's pretty fun. We're doing themed weekends. So This coming weekend is witches and warlocks and werewolves. So it's kind of a play on that. And then, you know, there's Harry Potter and all of that tied into it. And then the last weekend we're doing heroes and villains. So the typical heroes and villains, your superheroes you think of, but also those heroes that help us on a daily basis, our police officers, firefighters, doctors.
I love that.
We like to pay tribute to everyone that helps us. So we have a little bit of a theme this year. So that's fun. People have kind of came with their costumes based around the weekends that they, you know, they feel that fit them best.
That's cool. I love that idea. That's cool. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, and then with that, we have trick or treat stations. So we didn't have them last year with COVID, but we were excited to bring them back again this year. So we love that we've adjusted the hours now. So the whole zoo is open. So guests not only get to experience the trick or treating aspect, but they can enjoy the whole zoo and see all of our animals. We do habitat chats at different times throughout the day. And then, you know, animal enrichment. So animals get to play with the pumpkins and, you know, you get to see them interact with those fall themed items. And then our amazing keepers get to talk about, you know, the animals that they care for on a daily basis. And people love to hear about that. But we also have, you know, different entertainment throughout the zoo. There's, it's called ZooBoo Review. They made a performance solely for the zoo. So it's really fun. They do it every 30 minutes or so. And it's just you get to dance and, you know, the kids really seem to enjoy it. We have live pumpkin carvers, which is really fun to see, jugglers and mimes and all of that as well. So entertainment throughout the entire zoo, lots of things for the family to enjoy.
And I understand for people may have never been there, you buy your ticket based on time slots. Is that still the case, Megan?
Yes.
Yep. I recall. So
we do time slots every 30 minutes. Your last ticket can be purchased at 5 o'clock. But yep, so that kind of helps with crowd control, and you know, you're not crammed in here. And again, you know, the perk of having the whole zoo open is you definitely have more capacity as well.
Yeah.
People that came in the past, it was definitely a tighter trail, and we were limited to light because we didn't have the whole zoo opened as well. So the time tickets definitely help to let you spread out and you can enjoy your experience a bit more.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun walking around with crowds of people and just going to the different stops, and the kids have a lot of fun and seeing all the different costumes. I really encourage people who've not been to the Zooboo, try to get some last minute tickets here if you can. And then one of my other favorite things at the zoo during this season, during this fall and winter season, is Wild Lights. I love that event. We've done that a few times. Tell us about that, Megan.
Yes, that is always a family favorite, or crowd favorite, I should say. Everyone loves Wild Lights. So it actually kicks off on November 9th. So right around the corner. Our team has been working really hard since, I think they started this year at the beginning of August to start hanging all the lights. They're truly an amazing group, and they do everything. But it's just fun, you know, you get to walk the trail, and there's some new fun things that they have in store for everyone, as they do every year. But I've been privy to a little bit, so I'm excited to see what they, you know, put together this year. But it's just fun, you know, there's different structures and different things to see. There's warming stations and, you know, fire pits to make s'mores. And then this year we're bringing in like a lodge area, so people can sit down and warm up a little bit and enjoy some cocktails or some snacks. And then we have some live music as well. So super excited about that. But we have tons of different packages as well. So, you know, you can get an all-inclusive package so you can enjoy the 4D theater and see the Polar Express, or you can, you know, take part of our Polar Patio, which is a fun thing. You know, if you're planning, this is kind of your evening out and this is your dinner. You get tickets to Wild Lights and you can enjoy our Polar Patio, which has a full buffet menu. And then, you know, sit with your friends and then enjoy the rest of the trail. It's kind of a halfway point.
So every year, it sounds like you add new things, but do you kind of like evaluate every year at the end of an event like Zooboo or Wildlife and say, okay, what went well? What can we do differently? What can we bring? Do you get feedback from attendees? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, we definitely rely a lot on our feedback. So we do surveys. We definitely have surveys. And, you know, people just post comments, what they like, what they didn't like on our social media as well. But we definitely meet as a team and review survey feedback that we get and see what we can do better, you know, what people really liked, what people want to see different. And that's how we, you know, move forward with our events. So Wild Lights, you know, it's the team obviously takes in all the feedback, but then they also, they have such creative minds that they come up with these new ideas and things for, you know, what displays and what they can create. So it's always just fun to see what they end up with.
We're talking with Megan Gregg. She's the senior events manager for the Detroit Zoological Society. Talking about Zooboo, Wildlife, and so much more here on It's Your Community. Wildlife Photographer of the Year art exhibit. Can you tell us about that exhibition?
Yeah, Wildlife Photographer of the Year it's one of my favorites. It's just the way that it's presented and set up. It's just really, it really captures you. So it's owned by the Natural History Museum in London, and we bring it in every year for the past couple of years, as long as I've been here, I remember it coming. And it's just, it's unique photos that people capture throughout the world. And some of them, you know, they tug at your heartstrings, they're real photos, you know, they're not always happy-go-lucky photos, but, you know, they're animals in their current states, and these people, and some of them are young kids, and they just capture these amazing photos of the animals, and the way they display them, they illuminate the back of the photo, so it just kind of, you walk in, and you just can't wait to look at the next photo and see what they have.
Yeah, that's exciting. And so is that all year round, or is that the fall? Like, is that, like, can we see this during, if we go to Zooboo or Wild Lights?
So you can't see it during Zooboo, but it does kick off the first night of Wild Lights. So it actually runs November 19th through April 16th of next year.
Oh, okay.
And it comes with your zoo admission. So there's not an extra ticket or anything like that. And it's located in our Ford Education Center. So you just head up the stairs when you go in there, the same building that our 4D theater is in. And you can just, you know, take a look at, as you're visiting the zoo, any of those days, one after the exhibit opens.
I know that, you know, the polar bears are like really popular too. So let's talk about them. They're so cuddly and fun.
Yeah. I mean, everyone loves the polar bears. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, they're just fun to watch. And ever since, you know, we had a Astro the baby, it's kind of, you know, people are more in, you know, everyone loves cubs. So everyone has been, they follow the story of Jebby and Astra. So it was a, you know, everyone just really enjoyed that. But I mean, they're just fun to watch every day. Along with the polar bears, I would say my favorites are the grizzly boys. So I make a point to go see them as much as I can, because they're my favorite animals here.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how has this year, 2022, compared to the last couple of years, as we're hopefully moving past this pandemic and obviously living with COVID, like we do the flu, but how is it going so far?
So this year has been amazing, really. You know, people, you could tell that people were really eager to get out and kind of get back to what they were used to in the past. So from an event side, from private events especially, we saw, you know, we were back to full capacity, full sale, you know, where we were in 2019. So it was really exciting to see. People just wanted to get out. And the zoo, you know, it's outdoors. So people are more comfortable here as well, because, you know, some people aren't ready to be indoors, but we have kind of that option where you can host your events outside and really enjoy that.
That's great. And then, you know, what about, let's get back to the adult events. You talked about the adult events, but elaborate on what that one was. And then what else do you have throughout the year for adults? Because I love the fact that you do things for families, all different age groups.
Yeah, of course. And I was just thinking when I was talking about the polar bears, I said Astra and it's Lyrica. It's Jebby and Lyrica.
Okay.
And I'm like, that didn't sound right when I said
that. So no problem.
I'll clarify that. But our 21 and up, so the upcoming one, so we decided to kick off a 21 and up series this year. So we've always hosted our Zoo Brew, and then we had, you know, Wild Beast Wild Wine and different events that we tried throughout the year. But this year we decided to roll out a 4 series package. So this is the third event, which is tomorrow. It's Spooky Spirits. So guests can walk majority of the zoo due to, you know, light schedule and all of that. It's not the full zoo, just because we don't have this daylight, you know, after 6 o'clock or so. But we have live entertainment, which is people really enjoy. And it's a punch card system. So you come in, you purchase a general ticket, and you get an X amount of punches. So you get 10 punches, and you get to walk the zoo and taste all different things. So it's not just, like I said, it's not just beer. There's ciders and punches and seltzers and even, you know, wine options for guests to enjoy. And there's a VIP that you can purchase. So you have, you know, your dinner and a nice area to sit down and relax while you're still enjoying the zoo. And we also offer DD options. So we have a DD ticket. So if you are the DD and, you know, you can still enjoy coming to the event with your friends. And we have beverages based around that as well. And then we have a VIP option for DD as well. So you can still enjoy all the perks of VIP, but just not the alcohol.
That's great.
And then we actually have some fun games. Sorry, I was just thinking.
No, go ahead.
But we have some fun games too. So we'll have a giant, like, inflatable axe throwing this year, and inflatable ski ball, which is, you know, a childhood favorite from, you know, a nostalgic side of things. So we're excited to try those out this year as well.
That's awesome. I love the fact that you're always thinking of new things to do. You know, any new animals this year? I was at, like I mentioned earlier, I was so excited to see so many animals out when I was at the Walk for Seminarians this last month. It was great. Any new animals at the zoo?
Yeah. Yep. We actually have some new snot monkeys, which are absolutely adorable. I didn't know when they talked about what, you know, if we had some swamp monkeys coming, I didn't know what they looked like. And I saw them and I absolutely fell in love with them. So we have two swamp monkeys. It's Aziz and Pepper, and they're 9 and 5 years old, and they are just, they're adorable and they're so fun to watch play. You know, they swing from the trees and they almost interact with you. I watch kids kind of go up to the glass and, you know, look at them, and the monkeys follow them and kind of side eye them and look at them. It's pretty fun to watch.
That's awesome. I love it. And tell us what does 2023 look like?
So we're just looking to keep building. You know, COVID really was, you know, took a toll on everyone. But 2022 was such a great year. We're really hoping to continue the momentum into 2023. We have a couple new events and new ideas planned for next year. So hopefully, you know, the guests are really excited about, you know, what we have coming, and, you know, they're looking forward to another amazing year at the zoo.
And then, you know, tell us about becoming a zoo member, the benefits, how does that work?
Yeah, so zoo membership, I mean, it really pays for itself in two visits. That's what I tell everyone. You get unlimited parking for, you know, the zoo for daytime events, anytime during public hours, free parking off the bat. You get discounts on merchandise and our educational programs. We have tons of educational programs, which, you know, families really enjoy taking advantage of, and being a member, you get a discount on those. All of our public events, we have, you know, a member price or a member pre-sale. We always have those available. And then, you know, we have a Habitat magazine, so they get the inside scoop on what's going on at the zoo. So they get those as when we send those out in our monthly newsletters and all of that. And then we also have reciprocal discounts at other zoos and aquariums nationwide.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Megan Gregg here. She's a senior events manager at the Detroit Zoological Society. A lot going on, of course, in the fall and winter season and all year round. And so many benefits of becoming a zoo member. How do you do that? Do you just go online, or?
Yep, you can purchase them online, or you can purchase them at the booth right here. They can, you know, if you're visiting that day and you say, you know what, I want to be a member. And then they can actually take it off towards what you paid for your ticket and credit it towards your membership. So you can just go into the customer care office and they'd be happy to take care of you. But we love our members. We have lots of them, and they definitely take advantage of all of the member perks. And we started rolling out this past year, we actually rolled out member evening. So, additional perk for those members.
Oh, cool. And so how are we getting back and do back to school trips post COVID, you know, pre COVID school trips and all that?
Yeah, it's really great to see. Actually, I saw a bunch of school groups out here today. So usually, you know, the prime time is May and, you know, the beginning of June, but people are taking advantage of the cooler weather now. And there's definitely school groups. They come throughout the year, but, you know, fall and spring are the most popular times.
Yeah. And then, you know, in addition to just the zoo and what you have going on, you do have specialty events. Like I know somebody that got married at the zoo in the butterfly garden. So tell us about that, the zoo for venues for events.
Yes. So we are a very popular venue for weddings and honestly any event. So we host tons of corporate events. We even host bar and bat mitzvahs, birthday parties, anything. People can even buy out the zoo. So who wouldn't want a unique venue? You know, you can get married in the Arctic Ring of Life and the polar bears are swimming over top of you, or use the Polk Penguin Conservation Center and have the penguins, you know, come up to the window and check and see what's going on with your event. So it's just a really cool, unique venue, but we host tons of them throughout the year. Companies can buy out the zoo during our summer months and even during our holiday season. They can buy out for wildlights. And then you have exclusive access to the zoo or, you know, the event just for your guests. So it's a really fun, people just enjoy that side. You know, you can bring your family to something like this, and it's not something they always get to experience if they came during regular zoo hours or something like that. And most of the time, the best part about those events, even like you probably noticed at the Strides for Seminarians walk and our morning walks and our evening events, the animals are more active. They really, you know, it's those cooler temperatures. It's not so hot. People really take advantage of that as well. The animals, they get to see them be more active because it's not that the peak heat.
That's a really good point. I couldn't believe that was what, how many animals were out. It was really exciting. It was one of those days that were just like so many of them were out and the kids were having so much fun. And that event in itself is very family oriented. Mm-hmm. And so there's tons of families and you could just see the kids running to, you know, in front of the animals. It was so cute. We had a blast that morning. So that's a really good point. Yeah. So you could actually rent out like the entire zoo if you wanted to.
Yeah. Yep. We call them private zoo evenings. So we do it in our, you know, our peak summer months when we have peak daylight because they go from like 6 to 9 PM. But people, you rent out the zoo, and you have access, you get the train and the carousel, and then you have access to all the habitats and people, you know, they add on like a picnic meal for everyone. And then some people do upscale and they do like really high end, but our catering team is amazing and they can customize any menu, anything that you really want. They can meet those needs and they really blow it out of the water. They do a great job.
You know, we're big proponents here on It's Your Community about connecting, communicating, and collaborating with the community, you know, other groups and organizations. What would you say about the importance of the Detroit Zoo collaborating with other groups and entities and the value of that?
It's just, you know, we are definitely a community driven venue. And we, you know, based on our, like I touched on our education, but we just want to educate everyone in the community, work closely with them and show our leadership in conservation, our animal welfare, our education, and our big, you know, our big sustainability efforts, because people see it happening here. You know, they take it back and they do it at home or at their work, or, you know, they share those things. And, you know, that's how we can all improve, really.
Yeah. And so I want to know, do you have a favorite exhibit, a favorite event, a favorite season at the zoo?
I'm living it right now. Fall is my favorite. Just like I touched on at the beginning of this, the colors, it's, you know, it's those cooler temperatures. You can walk around with a sweatshirt on. It's just, you know, like the animals are more active right now. This is my favorite time. And I really love Zoo Boo. It's fun seeing all the kids dress up and really enjoy themselves. And, you know, we work to make Zoo Boo better each year. So it's just a really fun time. But another, you know, another public event that I really like, but I don't take part of because I'm working here. But I think the 21 and up events are really fun. You know, who you get to come, leave your kids at home and you get to have, you know, have an adult night out. So I think that's a really good time. And everyone seems to really enjoy themselves here for those.
Do you have a diverse age group in that 21 and older?
You know, we really do. We have people, you know, that are fresh, that are, they're 21. And then we had our summer event was called Summer Sip. So it was kind of a Jimmy Buffett theme this year. And it was pretty fun seeing, I mean, there was people ranging from 21 up to probably 80 and they all took part.
Wow.
And all really enjoyed the event. It was really fun to see. And even like, you know, kids come out with their parents too. So it's, yeah, there's the adults that are just coming by themselves, but you know, the kids that are drinking age now are bringing their parents to these events. So it's really fun to see.
That's awesome. So Megan, what else would you like to, touch upon that I didn't ask you here?
I really think we covered everything. That I would like to
talk.
Yeah. I
think we really did. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think we hit on everything. Obviously, you know, Zubu is these last two weekends. I stress that, you know, don't miss out on your opportunity to come to that. It's always a good time and the weather looks promising. So fingers crossed it stays that way for the last two weekends.
Okay. So give out your website and any other information you want to give to our listeners before we let you go.
Okay. You can visit our website at detroitzoo.org. All the information is on there for any of our upcoming events, contact information, any of that. You can check out our education program. So everything is on the website there. Wildlife tickets will be on sale soon to the public. I think that's really it. If you want to reach out to me directly, I'm happy to, you know, I oversee all of the events here. So if there's anything questions, inquiries, anything like that, I'm happy to be the point of contact there as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Megan, for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Any questions or comments, show topics you want us to get to, you can reach me, Vanessa Denha-Garmo. You easily do that by going to Epiphany Communications and Coaching, and you can email me there in the info line, or you can go to any of my social media platforms, Vanessa Denha-Garmo on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram, Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter and private message me on any of those platforms. As always, we remind all of you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.